This is episode 956. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being right here as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're going about your day or getting ready to go to sleep. It's all good. We all start somewhere on our slowdown journey. I know for myself, it started with a cup of tea, just sitting down and sipping tea and getting used to feeling a sense of stillness as I sat and sipped tea without checking my emails, without flipping through a magazine, just sitting and sipping tea. So do what works best for you and honor where you are on this journey. Well, in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique to help you as we continue along with our Simplicity Meditation series, our seven-part series. I'm Mary Meckley, and I do leave a different meditation technique every day, and each technique is customized around that week's theme. So we switch out themes every week, so you get to explore certain qualities and topics and situations in depth for a whole week, trying different meditation techniques. And of course, you can bring these techniques into your meditation, and you can bring them into your day, the busiest parts of your day. That's likely when your stress is going to be triggered. And I also offer full guided meditations at my website, which is at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. There I have a membership site where you can receive a daily customized meditation. And the meditations last anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes. You just listen to the meditation and you can break off wherever you want. They're customized to where you can listen to the whole meditation or just the technique or just the inspiration I share on each episode. And that is where you can find them at slowdownnation at sipandom.com. And I will mention, you also get a journal and a slowdown guide customized for that week's theme. So for this week, if you sign up, it's 2 weeks free, so you can try it out. You would get the Simplicity Journal and the Simplicity Slowdown Guide to go along with these techniques. You get a private Facebook group just for other members. And we're very international there, so you meet people from all over the world who listen to the meditations just like you do. So, onward to our technique. Well, in yesterday's episode, you may have heard me mention that I had an encounter with someone who was not having the greatest day, and I was at the grocery store and I had been overcharged, so I was being refunded for the overcharge, and it was $8 was what I was overcharged. And the woman standing in line behind me did not want to wait for me to be refunded, and she was vocally expressing it. So I shared how I was focusing on remaining very calm. And so the technique I share with you today is the technique I was using as I was waiting for the refund, and she was really complaining about it and about me. So these are techniques I use in my own day, and my simplicity quest this week and my challenge for you today is to create your own simplicity quest. It is to make my life easier by not being pulled into drama around me. So I am focusing on using different techniques to help me maintain my composure and to help me just stay focused on what's important without being drawn into drama, whether it's by being provoked or whether I'm just a little curious and feeling like I want to get involved in in something that really doesn't support my goals, what I'm trying to achieve. So whatever your simplicity challenge is for this week, consider an area of your life where you want to simplify and make things easier for yourself. Simplicity is all about making your life easier. And you might want to do this by surrounding yourself with people who uplift you, or by creating habits that support you. So the technique that you can do as you create a simplicity quest of your own is to do this breathing technique. Now, it's a simple breathing technique that you can do, and I'll call it the angry customer breathing technique, because this woman was pretty angry at me, and I did this technique to help maintain my own composure. Well, when you come up with these kinds of techniques, you kind of gamify how you manage stress. So what I was also thinking as I was standing there in line and she was really saying some kind of nasty things about me, I just maintained my composure, focusing on the cashier, helping him refund me, doing this breathing technique, and I thought about how I would reward myself for doing this, maintaining my composure, because it was hard for me. I wanted to tell that woman to mind her own business and to go to a different aisle and that everything would be just fine. She would still get checked out. But that would have just embroiled me in the conflict. And I want to keep my energy focused on some things that I was working on yesterday. So what I decided as I was in line is I thought, I'd like to get together with somebody who's recently moved into my neighborhood. And she has a great personality. She's really upbeat and positive. And I've noticed her handle some conflict recently, and I like the way she handled it. So I thought, I want to get to know her better. So after I check out with my groceries and get my refund, I'm going to give her a call and see if she wants to go out to lunch. And then with the $8 I was refunded, I'm going to treat myself to lunch with this person that I'd like to get to know. So think of what you can do to reward yourself for maintaining your focus. Your focus is one of your greatest assets. And if you can maintain your focus, you can maintain peace and calm and energy. But sometimes it takes a little energy to maintain your focus. And so this is a breathing technique that's energizing. You actually energize yourself with this technique. And that extra bit of energy can help you stay focused. You often see athletes use a similar type of breathing technique as they maintain composure in the stressful act of competing. So you'll notice that they just probably do this naturally without even thinking about it. It's probably not a technique that they think, oh, I'm doing this technique. They just naturally breathe this way when they're under stress or really needing to stay focused. So here's how the technique goes. You're going to inhale through your nose, a sharp inhale, a sharp, deep inhale, just grabbing the oxygen around you. So you inhale sharply and kind of hold the breath just for as long as you need to. And then as you exhale, you're going to exhale through your mouth. This is the energizing part. So exhale, throwing your breath out, completely releasing the breath. Make sure that you completely release the breath, letting out as much oxygen through your mouth as you can. So you'll let it out, just kind of in one long whoosh sound. And if you could do that three times, that can help you remain calm and focused in an active, dynamic way. So as you sit down and meditate today, try this technique. Inhale sharply through your nose. Hold it. And when it feels right, release your breath through your mouth. Releasing all your oxygen. This can help to keep you focused. So the next time somebody lashes out at you or provokes you, or you just need to really stay focused, you could use this breathing technique to keep you centered on what is most important for you. So enjoy your meditation today, practicing this technique, or going about your day, practicing it as you move from one activity to the next. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.